For 100 years and more, literature in China has generally not been something written for the pleasure of readers. It has instead been a way to challenge readers to revitalize the country or to try to mold their souls. Now, as China opens to the West, literature is losing its political role. But critics say it's also losing its edge. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It's a warm spring night at Beijing University, and the college's literary society is holding a poetry reading. One after another, young, eager students, some dressed like the bohemians they clearly want to be, get up to read their poems. It's experimental, it's avant-garde, some of it is just plain weird. And in the China of 2004, it's also very unusual. Much highbrow culture, even medium-brow culture that began to emerge in the 1980s after Chairman Mao died, has been wiped out by the lifestyle magazines and pop music that have come with China's economic development. While their friends' party, these budding poets and novelists lament the lack of any depth in modern Chinese culture. Chen Yao is a 20-year-old sophomore.
TV is taking over people's lives too much. Very few people take the time to read books anymore. People just want to sing karaoke.
Everyone here has a theory as to why literature, which underwent something of a renaissance in the 1980s, is now languishing. Student Zhang Li finishes reading his poem and gives his opinion.
A big part of the problem is that we are so much more free now politically, and there is no political pressure to push against anymore. You need tension for good literature, and that tension has disappeared from Chinese society.
If Zhang Li tried to write anything criticizing the Communist Party, he'd find that political tension is still very much present. But steer clear of the party, and he's right. Much of Chinese society, including literature, has been depoliticized, as China moves, however incompletely, from a revolutionary to a consumer society. In the 1980s, whole new genres of literature emerged as militant Maoism receded. So-called scar literature, which laid bare the wounds of the Cultural Revolution. Misty poetry that obliquely criticized the government, and hooligan literature that exposed the new criminal underbelly of urban China. The 80s were a time of political and intellectual ferment, and writers were at the forefront of asking, where is China heading? But such political explorations went too far and ended when the party crushed the democracy movement in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Zhang Qiang is professor of literature at the Beijing Languages Institute.
The killings in Tiananmen Square mark the end of a literary era. After Tiananmen, everyone shifted from looking at politics to wanting to make money. People realized they could live without politics, but literature didn't adjust, and it lost its role at the center of society.
And nowhere is that transformation more clear than here at the Xidan Book City, one of Beijing's largest bookstores. Publishing now, like so much in China, is driven not by political forces but by the market. And it's clear what's selling here is not innovative or polemic new literature. In front of me is the massive business and finance section, books on how to get an MBA or be a successful entrepreneur. Then there's the huge self-help section over to my left here. And next to that, what can only be described as the pornography disguised as photography section. On one level, it's not surprising. After 30 wasted years under Mao, the emergent middle classes are able to make money, and they're grabbing the opportunity with both hands. They don't have much time for the arts. China also has so many problems, from urban unemployment to rural poverty, that it's perhaps inevitable that literature would take a back seat. Despite all this, though, the young writers and the professors attending the poetry reading at Beijing University are committed to reviving quality Chinese literature. It has such a long and illustrious history, they say. It just needs to find its place in the new China. Professor Jiang Tao and student Wu Zeru both agree that it's a good thing that literature has become depoliticized.
The era of anyone using literature with the aim of changing society and changing people is over. Chinese literature will in future be more commercial, but it's also becoming more varied and more complex, and that is a good thing. Literature should be just for personal use. It's there to help you relax sometimes and to give comfort to yourself.
After a century of literature tailored to political ends, that is a revolutionary idea in itself. Literature for literature's sake. Some writers are beginning to grapple with it, but many observers feel it will take time for quality modern Chinese writers to emerge. When they do, there's plenty of material in the transformation of modern China to write about. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.